is Liberty Bell Smack with your hosts, Marianne Castello and Danielle Orsino, talking sports, entertainment, and hot topics. Let's get the conversation started on Liberty Bell Smack right here, right now. And you are listening to Liberty Bell Smack right here on WWDB AM Talk 860. We're here every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's primetime drive time for you folks in the East. And you can listen five ways, whichever works best for you. You can tune into WWDB AM Talk 860. And if you're not in Philadelphia, that is okay. We have you covered. You can find us on HD2 radio station 97.5, or you can download the WWDB app and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, or you can go to WWDBAM.com and click listen live, or better yet, you can call to listen or talk to us at 888-329-3306. And if you can't listen anyway that way, you can find us on social media right now on Facebook Live on both the WWDB Talk 860 page or right here on Liberty Bell Smack page. I am Marianne Castello. I'm one of your hosts here on Liberty Bell Smack. I have a dynamic presence in the realm of holistic health and wellness, serving as a board certified holistic health practitioner and a licensed massage therapist. Beyond my clinical practice, I remain a prominent figure in media, hosting my own TV and radio shows and as a motivational speaker. I am a best-selling, international, award-winning, and critically acclaimed author from the Los Angeles Tribune, and I'm passionate about music and currently touring the world with Nectar, the legendary rock band. Now, that is enough about me, because she's sitting in the green room. She kind of looks a little bit like Wednesday, but let me tell you about her. She's got a string of awards under her belt. She's a celebrated fantasy novelist who dreams of crafting immersive realms for her audience. Her compelling word weaving pays homage to a multitude of personal muses, from Chris Claremont and George Perez to Anne Rice, Jim Henson, and Wonder Woman. She currently resides in the Vale with her pups, Carlos and Penelope, who we might have met one on previous show, and writing, cosplaying, ignoring the real world, watching football, and practicing martial arts. Let's welcome our host, Danielle Orsino. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Marianne. How you doing?
I am doing well. So you have to tell me before we get started, you kind of look like Wednesday. Is that what you're going for today?
I'm going for a Wednesday Addams kind of feel. I'm feeling like I've cosplayed as Wednesday once before at a horror convention. So, you know, and with my dark circles, it just kind of works. All right, they're kind of covered right now. But normally, I bear a resemblance to Wednesday. So I just channeled her today.
You just channeled her. Yes. And for those who can't see us on Facebook, Danielle is wearing a black shirt that has the white thick collar and the white cuffs around the wrists. And you're just sitting there. Your hair is nice and straight. You know, the whole thing.
I was going to do pigtails, but, you know, I figured that might be pushy. It might be too literal. Too derivative. So, you know, I tried to like do the ponytail and look kind of preppy.
You look preppy
Wednesday.
Because preppy Wednesday, we have to talk about Thursdays and Sundays and Mondays, because that's usually when it's about football, right?
Yes.
So I know you're chomping at the bit here. Tell us what's going on.
I got to stretch.
Tell us what's going on.
Philly, first I will acknowledge you because
you
had a very big weekend against Carolina, and my man, Saquon, and he is still my man. Let's just get a couple of things straight. Broke the Philly rushing record, 124 yards in one game. He broke Shady McCoy's record.
Okay.
So he is up to 1,623 yards on the season. He has passed the King Henry. So I don't think there's any question. If somebody says Josh Allen, I will throttle you right now for MVP. It should be Saquon. Okay, look, Josh Allen. I get that he's great. I'm not, but it should be Saquon. Let's just put the ballots in, close it up. That's who it should be for MVP. I don't care what anybody says. It should not be a quarterback. It should be Saquon Barkley. That's it. Make him the MVP. Done. I'm done. That's who it should be. So I'm just going to put that out right now.
Okay.
Billy, I am completely agreeing with you. It should be Saquon. That's what I'm going to say. Okay. So Yep. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. I already hear half the boos and half the cheers coming at me right now. Like, I can actually feel it through this right now.
I don't know which way you want me to go because we're sitting right here, you know, in Philly. So,
feel it.
Cheers for the players for their accomplishments.
Yes. But the fact that I'm still claiming him, people are like, oh, no, he mine. Yeah, I get it. But he still came from New York. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But congrats, Saquon. You deserve it, baby boy.
Are you upset because he didn't do this while he was in New York?
Oh, he couldn't have done it with us. We suck. Okay. He couldn't have done it. He never had an offensive line. So there was just no way. So I'm glad to see him doing it because I feel like now he's living up to the potential we all knew. So I'm happy for him. The fact that he's doing it in green, does it bother me? Yes and no, because I feel like he was disrespected. And anybody who gets a flag, a banner flown over MetLife Stadium that says, Mr. Mara, please fix this dumpster fire, you kind of deserve to lose Saquon Barkley. Okay? I'm with the fans that paid for that flew it back and forth over MetLife Stadium on Sunday. I'm with you. I'm completely with you. They're the worst Giants team to me in history. And that's going back to Dave Brown times. And I held on through Dave Brown. Okay. So, but the thing, this is what I will tell Giants fans right now. Daniel Jones was drafted the same place from the same school in the same order as Dave Brown after a Super Bowl winning quarterback in the same way. So you kind of had this coming. Sorry, guys. Kind of did. This weekend, it will not be Drew Lock under center. It will be my man, Tommy DeVito. And I'm sorry, I love the Cutlet Kid.
Right.
I just love him. I love his energy. He comes out every game like a kid in high school who's finally getting to play. Like, he just goes running out there with his little sweatbands on. And he is just so excited. Mommy's in the stands. Uncle Sal in, like, the leprechaun outfit. I don't know what he's wearing. He's, like, marching up and down the sidelines, trying to do his manager thing. I don't know. Tommy DeVito, just in my eyes, can do no wrong, even when he's playing horribly, because he's so excited. He's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He's so excited to guide Santa's sleigh.
Well,
he's just happy to be out there that I'm like, good for you. Just going to golf clap you over here.
Just remember, Rudolph was a hero.
And DeVito was a hero for a little while last season. Is he going to be one this season? There's no season to be a hero for. You know, we're trying to get a good draft pick. But once again, he's going to go out there and try. And you're just one of those people that you're like, you go, little man. Just good for you. Just, I don't know if you're ever going to play again, but he plays every game like it's his last. So on that note, I was happy for you. Good job. I'll buy your jersey off eBay. I won't buy it in the store, honey. And I won't buy it off Amazon. I'll buy it off eBay, though. I will buy it off eBay.
You want a discount? Is that what you're referring
to? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or I want a discount.
Do like an auction so you can name your price.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I will pay. Okay, let me put it like this. DeVito, I will pay at least $50 for your jersey. I ain't paying no $110, $200, but $50. I will pay $50. If you autograph it, I'll go a little more. Would I get an autographed ball from you? Yes, I would. Would I pay to see you at an event? Yes, because I paid for Seahorn. I will never pay for Tiki Barber or anybody like that, but I would pay for DeVito. Let me put it like this. I would pay for DeVito over Tiki Barber any day of the week. Tiki Barber would have to pay me, but DeVito I would pay for. Okay, so I like him. The other thing we found out this week is Eli Manning was never allowed to.
I was going to ask you.
The subway. I don't know what this says about New York. While under contract with the New York Giants, he was not allowed to ever ride the subway. So he rode it for the first time this week and took a selfie. And he had nobody around him. He was just like standing on the subway platform. He's like, geez. then he posted it in real time. First time riding the subway. And this is why I like Opie Cunningham, and that's what I call him, because every time he was like, he screwed up, he still had the same Opie Cunningham face. It was just the same look. When he threw an interception, it was the same look as when he threw a touchdown. He was just like, golly gee shucks. I never see the kid person. Like, it was always like, I'll get him next time, dad, you know, So I just think of him as on, like, you know, some kind of black and white TV show. You know, he probably knows how to square dance. I don't know, something like that. That's what I figure the Mannings do on Friday nights. They all get together and square dance.
Golly, mister.
Yeah, like, oh, shucks, mister. You know, like, it's one of those. Like, gee, Mr. Willis.
So here's the thing. Did he have a good experience riding the subway for the first time?
That part he left out. He just said he had to get from, I don't know, uptown, downtown, something like that. He never said, Peyton never let him get that far. He just then started asking him what else he couldn't do. So he couldn't ride a motorcycle. He couldn't go skiing. There's a bunch of other stuff the guy couldn't do. Yeah, because he could fall. He could break his wrist. He could get a concussion. Any of those things could happen while he was under contract. Now, I will speak to this. While I was on a martial art team sponsored by an automotive company, I was not allowed to, because I wanted to learn to play hockey. I was big into hockey. I wanted to play. They would not let me ice skate because I could break a wrist or an ankle. Okay. Now, I wound up getting hurt at a tournament, and that threw me out of it. Whole other story. So there were things that I was not allowed to do. And learning to play hockey and rollerblade were two things I was not allowed to do. Funny thing, they didn't have like rock climbing or anything like that. It was just things I didn't know how to do. I couldn't take up doing.
Would you do them now?
Oh no, now I'm older and wiser and I ain't doing that. So, but yeah, they put a bladed weapon in my hand. So go figure that too. So yeah, there was a lot going on in football, but it's almost like too much. You know, we'll see what happens this weekend.
Right.
The Giants are playing the Ravens, and I have a Ravens fan out there right now. And I know you listening. I know you are. And there will probably, I'm surprised if he doesn't call in and put a bet on me right here. Because it's so rare the Ravens and the Giants play. So we always bet every year. And I think he's up to owing me like 4 milkshakes for things.
But wait a minute, before you say something, I'm going to give him the number so he could call in. Cause
yes,
I'd love to have this bet. It's 888-329-3306. We're going to want to hear from him. I want to see who gets the milkshakes, but go ahead.
We make a bet and it's the Ravens and the Giants. And this year, it's really good. This year, because last year I told the Ravens to take Derrick Henry and it would have been a very different game, but nobody listened to me. And now this year they have him and we have us. It's like the Bad News Bears before they were the Bad News Bears. It's when they were still just bad news.
Well,
so it's going to be so bad.
It's okay. You know what? We're going to give him time to call in. So while we do that, we are so proud to have our sponsors that we advertise every week. And we are going to hear from one of them right now. I am Marian Costello along with Danielle Orsino on Liberty Bell Smack. We'll be back right after this.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the indie publishing process? On the Page Author Services is here to help you. From editing and social media management to marketing and advertising and building your newsletter, we handle all the details so you can get back to what you love, writing. Whether you're an established author in need of personal assistance services or just starting out, we've got the expertise to guide you. Simplify your author journey with On the Page Author Services, where your success is our passion. Visit otpauthorservices.com today and book your free consultation.
And we are back on Liberty Bell Smack right here on WWDB Talk 860. And I want to give a shout out because people are writing to us on Facebook. We have Donna James Viedrich. She's saying hi. She's faithfully listening to us from Florida. And then he's back here on the States on the ground from Italy. It's Anthony Bella. Ciao, Bella. He's saying
Anthony.
He's speaking up. Yes, he's saying hello. Is it Anthony or Tony? That's what I want to know. And he could call
Antonio.
There it is. I think he should call in and let us know.
He could
write in too. I'll take that as well. But I want to give them their shout outs. They're listening. So thank you so very, very much for doing that. And, you know, I have to go into this right now. We did it last week, but I am still on a high. You ever like have something so good that you're on a high and you don't know what to do about it?
Yes.
So you're going to have to bear with me one second because
you're
just going to show. Yeah, we're going to show them how it's done. All right.
Okay.
So if people did not hear or didn't see on social media, here we go again. Okay. This book here, this one, Legacy Builders, Leaders of Global Impact, went on Kindle just a week before Thanksgiving. And I am proud to say, not only on Kindle, it's now in print, that you can get it in print. I'm so excited because it became an international bestseller, let alone critically acclaimed from the LA Tribune. So we thank Mo Rock for his endorsement. Tim Story, he's the leader of the stars, a global impact for sure. He is. He wrote the foreword to the book. And there's such inspiring stories of legacy, of how people will leave this world and how they're going to leave their legacy. And I'm not just talking like money in the bank or your home, materialistic stuff. It's what's the message that you could pass on for generations and generations, and tons of valuable information in this book. So I'm so excited. And then the other one I'm going to mention is this one, The Everyday Heroes, Our Everyday Heroes. I want to thank everybody who's gotten out and purchased this book. I am just so elated. I have them, you know, sitting in my office. People see them too, and they're taking them, and they're stories of gratitude and stories of impact as well. And this was through Bomb Global, building a leadership that built, could you see that? I can't even talk today.
You're Bomb just too Global. Excited about it.
I'm so excited. I'm tripping over my words. You have no idea. But building a leadership mindset. And this is done with Nikki Cuesta. And so we had this book as well. And I'm sure we'll hear more from her in the future. And this one here, the person we have to thank is Lori McNeil International. She was the person gave the opportunity and had the vision of how this would work. And she ran it not just to the finish line. She went above and beyond. We're in celebratory status now. Maybe a couple of drinks in there too. But she's absolutely a force to be reckoned with, Lori. So between Lori and between Nikki, we have something crazy going on here. And then, as you know, we talked about Daniela's Delicious Delights on this show, right?
Yes.
And she's having a little bit of health issues, so still reaching out. Our prayers are with you. So, she will get better. But then that brings me to the Born to Risk. This Born to Risk book has a documentary with it, which I'm proud to say I'm in the documentary, that 15 authors were chosen for that. So I'm so excited. And when you purchase the book, you can have access to a private viewing of the documentary, because that's been actually submitted to independent film festivals. So you're not going to find it on YouTube, and you're not going to be able to do it that way. It's a private showing when you buy the book. And when you buy the book, you could support our veterans. And that is what this is all about.
Very cool.
So we can get into it. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Emilio Roman and Danielle Roman with Born to Risk and everybody that's involved, because I have to tell you, we have special ideas on this show. And I know, Danielle, people are saying, well, what do you mean by a book trailer? How can you help me? And I always say, if you help us, we will help you. So Danielle, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can we have your new book that just arrived in the mail today? Can we have your book trailer?
Okay. All right. Let me think. Put me on the spot, Marion. Okay. Got it. All right. This is how I might do something. Let's see. What happens when you give in to your enemy, or when an act of mercy turns into betrayal? What happens when the Fae visit Tudor times and they meet Queen Mary? Are they playing in the primitive times of humanity, or are they playing behind the scenes in the shadows of the European monarchy? Find out in book 2, the Birth of the Fae series, Thine Eyes of Mercy. Ta-da! Bum, bum, bum! Available on Amazon, or wherever fine books are sold, paperback and Kindle and audiobooks.
Woo!
There you go.
See, that was so easy. You made it look so easy, but it is that easy. And if people need help, we can help them, right?
It's easy. I mean, all you got to do is add like some cool music to it. Get your little, put your little website.
Right.
Something like that. That's it. That's really it.
And we can have them come on just like we are now. They can either call 888 888- 929-3306, or they could come on to our Facebook Live. So you get a face with a name like we just did with your book. Cause you know, if you see the cover, there it is. Danielle Orsino in the flesh, Thine Eyes of Mercy. Awesome. So you just did it. And that's what we're asking people to do. And if you want to become a sponsor of the show, and even if you have a business, we're going to work with you. We're going to do everything we can to promote you on our social media, on our show. You, for a limited time, you could come on, you know, to see us every single week that you are our sponsor. How about
and
that?
We're not going to break the bank. Let's back this up for a second, because I know every author right now is going, ugh, I've been there.
Remember for what you said in the past too? For a low, low price.
$999. I got that a lot. Or I got the $599, $499. You know, just right? That.
I also got the $2,997.50. I've gotten that one too.
Yep. I love when they do 97 cents. Like the 3 cents makes such a difference. But we're not gonna scare you. Like, we're not going to drain you of the coals, because I've done that. And I love when they promise you sales. Don't you love that? I'm going to make you a bestseller by tomorrow. Okay, nobody can promise you sales, but what we can promise is exposure.
Yes.
And that's really what's key.
And then we would put you on all of our social media and everything. And our chosen producer, Tyler, is right on it. You can hear some music. You requested music.
You can hear the music.
Now you can hear music. So it's great. But it would be something like that. And we are showing you how it's done, because it's that easy. And we would love to work with you and help you. Like I said, you're helping us, and our family will help you. And that's what it's all about.
I'm going to give you authors a little hint right now. If you do this, the best thing you could do, subscribe to the newsletter. That's the tag you put. Not go to Amazon. Subscribe to my newsletter. That's what you do. Because if you build your author platform, that will turn into sales.
Absolutely.
See, we just helped you out right there. We just gave you a free nugget of information right there. You see, we're helping you out. Now,
it's true.
Most people would have charged you $299.99 for that little piece of info. We ain't charging anything. So that's what I have learned over all of this and doing these trailers, is actually don't put Amazon, go here, go there. Send them to your website. And the minute they click on it, it should be subscribe to my newsletter. And that's how you'll convert them to sales over anything.
And that's a great bit of advice. So you got to hear right on Liberty Bell Smack. And so if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, you could drop us a line at info@libertybellsmack.com, or you could even direct message us, instant message us, however you want to do it, to either Danielle Orsino or Marianne Costello. And we will definitely reach out to you right away and get you started. So please consider that. And especially over the holidays, because it's a new year coming up and you're going to want to do new things, new exposure. And speaking of a new year,
oh boy,
I'm going to say this now. 24 days, 1 hour, 41 minutes and 9 seconds from right now will be the 82nd annual Golden Globes. That is exactly what's happening. It's supposed to air on January 5th, 2025. God, that sounds so far away.
I can't believe we're saying that.
At 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CBS, and it streams on Paramount Plus in the U.S. And I will say this, that Mindy Kaling and Morris Chestnut presented the nominees for each of the 27 award categories at a press conference. 27. Wow. At the Beverly Hilton. Can you imagine?
I like Mindy Kaling, though. I like her.
Well, here's the thing. They say the Golden Globes are like the Hollywood's party of the year. It's like the party of the year. It's the largest award show in the world.
I thought that was like the Vanity Fair Oscar party. Isn't that like the Elton John one? I don't know. The housewives are always fighting about who what that or something. So that's why I thought that was the big deal. I just remember the whole Lisa Rinna, Harry Hamlin, Sutton Strack thing. And I still don't know who bought the tickets or who didn't or who went free. I'm still confused about that. But I thought that was the biggest party. Sorry, I'm a housewife fan.
But that's okay, because they're saying this is the Hollywood's party, where they're celebrating the best of both film and television. So there's two parties and one. Two and two.
Okay.
Oh, that was a late Chuck Willery.
Two and two.
That was Love Connection. Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Lost my way. Not part of the Golden Globes, but I had to do that.
Shiny object.
Dick Clark Productions will plan, host, and they're producing the 82nd annual Golden Globes, which has been viewed in more than, get this, 185 countries and territories worldwide. Could you imagine?
I guess because it does have international stuff. Who's hosting?
I don't really know who's exactly hosting.
And that's not as big of a deal as when, like, it's the Grammys or the Oscars, right? Like, that's a bigger, I don't know.
You would think it is, but they're calling this the Hollywood Party of the Year. And this year's votes were tabulated by KPMG, the U.S. audit, tax and advisory firm, just so you know. So now I have a question for you. They break it down by like best motion picture. So you have your categories. You have drama, you have musical or comedy, you have animated, you know, things like that. Which movie do you think made it in any of those categories? Just name one to see if it made it into the list.
Well, what movie that we've been seeing absolutely everywhere that even cable companies have commercials for? What could it be? I'm thinking Wicked sweeped everything.
Wicked could sweep. Definitely Wicked is in there.
But you know what? I did hear who got a nomination that I'm absolutely thrilled for?
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson. Best actress
really?
For The Last Showgirl.
Ah.
And I am thrilled. Now, I haven't seen the movie. I'm going to be honest. I have not seen it. But just the fact that Pamela Anderson is nominated for Best Dramatic Actor.
Wow. Who would have guessed?
I'm saying you better vote for Pamela. Or else I'm coming there with my sword because she deserves it. The woman is showing up everywhere, no makeup, sans makeup, just wearing some killer haute couture and just rocking it. So just give it to her. Just give it to her.
It goes to show that she's defying all age, you know?
She's defying age, stereotypes. She's a phoenix coming back from the ashes. When you think, I did watch the Pamela and Tommy Netflix thing.
Yes.
With Sebastian. I did watch that. And Sebastian Stan is nominated for two different movies.
Really?
He got it for The Apprentice and something else. I just can't believe he got in for The Apprentice because like everybody was like, don't touch that. but yeah, he got in. So there's so much going on. But yeah, I did watch that because I wanted to see the transformation.
Now, realize though, Pamela Anderson with The Last Showgirl, she's going to be up against Angelina Jolie and
the Maria
thing. So that could be, and I think you have Nicole Kidman in there for Baby Girl.
Walk away,
I'm just saying, you know, in the category,
you've already won them. Stop.
They have, but Pamela Anderson is up against Angelina Jolie. So I'm
that one's going to be tough because I heard she's really good and she took like a year to learn how to sing opera or something.
Really? That's what I was hearing. And I heard that she gave quite a performance. Great. Like she really studied, you know, Maria and stuff to get this part. And you're hearing that from really, if you will, seasoned actors and actresses that are talking.
I'm hearing
about
from like the opera community too.
So
I want to see what my friend Jacob feels about it. Cause he's an opera singer. He'll tell me, like, he'll go see it and he'll give me the real deal. But cause he's a phenomenal opera singer, but Angelina, cause she puts her like heart and soul in every dramatic role.
Right.
Like, she never just goes, you know, half-assed. It's not like she's like, nah, I'll show up today. I'll get a paycheck. She's like in. But I'll give it to Pam. Angelina will get, she'll get an Oscar and, you know, we'll all be like, great. Yay. Drink some blood, whatever, you know, whatever she does.
But now speaking of women in a different category, a female actor in a motion picture, musical or a comedy, of course, they have Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, because come on.
Okay, she does deserve it. But she does deserve it.
Believe it or not, Demi Moore for The Substance.
I wanted to see that movie.
I have not
seen that movie. Can somebody please write in who has seen that movie? Because I've heard mixed reviews. Some people have been like, oh my God, it's amazing. And then some people have been like, what was the fuss?
Yeah. And Dawn is weighing in and she's saying it's going to be Wicked, that she really believes that's going to be the movie that's going to win.
I agree.
I believe that's what she's saying here. She has that one. But then you have, you know, people don't talk about supporting roles sometimes by female actresses, you know?
Yes.
So the supporting role in any motion picture, believe it or not, Selena Gomez is up for being Amelia Perez. And then you have Ariana Grande for Wicked. Now, there's a whole list of people. I know I'm not going into every one of them, but I'm looking at the, you know, the ones that kind of would be competing with each other that, you know, when you're watching the Golden Globes.
Disney kid, like,
it's the Disney
reunion
versus Nickelodeon kids era this year. Yeah, baby.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. It's interesting to see them evolve, though. That's like an interesting kind of twist that they're both in supporting actors for a female in that category. And it's like Disney, Nickelodeon, like to see them kind of make the jump.
Right.
I think is kind of cool that, you know, they do have the acting chops and they're great. But I'm kind of, look, I'm sure Wicked's a great movie. I've not seen it. Cynthia Erivo did a phenomenal job. Even the clips I've seen and how she got into it, I think that's great. But I'm a little OD'd on the Wicked machine, if that makes sense.
No, I think it totally makes sense. But taking it off of the movie category here and taking it to television now, okay?
Colin Farrell.
What is
Sorry.
It?
Colin Farrell, Penguin. I want to see him win.
That's a him. I'm on the females right now.
Oh, okay, sorry. I
get mind out of the gutter with the men. We got to go back to women.
I jumped the gun.
You
gun.
Did.
I'm sorry.
Because the best
I didn't take my Adderall today. I'm sorry.
They have by a female actress in a television series, drama. Believe it or not, Kathy Bates and Matlock. Have you ever seen Matlock, that show?
I've never seen it, but I've heard from people that it's very, very good. And she's really, really good. And this is her last job from what I understand. She really
is
doesn't
it?
Want to act after this.
No,
this is like,
she's so good.
She really wants to just kind of walk away after this.
You know, you would think Matlock would be like the old fashioned Matlock. You remember in the series, like,
yeah.
I guess it was in the 70s, 80s, you know?
Andy. Well, there's two, right? There was the
yes.
original one, like back in the 50s or something.
Right. But
then
I'm
it was revived.
Right.
And then it was.
And when you hear Matlock, you would think that. But what really is Kathy Bates is portraying a mother who lost a daughter for drugs. And she blames the pharmaceutical companies for like constantly giving the drugs and all of this stuff. And her daughter had gone to rehab. And anyway, she had a son. She relapsed and she passed away. So Kathy Bates is going in because she used to be a lawyer. So she literally, this is like something you'd want to do at any given time. She walks into the law firm and you have like Beau Bridges in this and stuff that's running the law firm, right? And she walks in and she's playing the old lady. You know, she's got her hair gray, you know, mm-hmm. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. She looks fantastic, by the way, you know, and she walks in and she's acting like, you know, if you need something to hear to win this case, and she'll go through the whole thing. She goes, I'm here. You know, hire me. They're looking at her like, what are you doing here? You don't even work here. Well, they land up testing her and she gets the job, but she wants to get onto the pharmaceutical realm so she can dig into records and all and find out what happened or who was responsible.
It's interesting.
It is so, it's such an interesting plot. And Kathy Bates she reels you in. You have to sit there. Donna's saying, yes, it's great. You have to watch it if you have not watched this show, Matlock. And she reels you in and you actually feel for her. And she has her husband who's also working the case, and she has her grandson living with her, and she's telling the firm that her husband passed away. She has to take care of her grandson and all. And then they have this little office in their house, you know, and they're always following everybody, just like how you see a crime scene bulletin board with all the post-it notes and the thumbtacks in there and who done it. The whole thing. And she's trying to get into the law firm. She has to fight other cases. And then sometimes she gets a conflict because it's somebody who was hurt by the drug companies. And then she has to, you know, she doesn't want to take the side of the law firm. She wants to feel for, you know, the person who got hurt. So she has a conflict, but she reels you in. It is so wonderful that she is up for that. And if that's her last series, oh man, I'm bummed. I love her. Kathy Bates.
I hope she goes out on a high note though.
I think she would. I think she actually could. Now for a musical or comedy, they now have Kristen Bell for Nobody Wants This. She's one of the nominees.
I've seen that. I've heard that's really good. That's another one that it's like on my list to binge, but
right.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's very, very good. And I like Adam Brody too.
And they have Selena Gomez again for Only Murders in the Building.
Wow. She's cleaning up.
That's what I'm saying.
I got into that show over the first two seasons. Then they kind of lost me. And I like Paul Rudd.
Right.
And I know he was in like the third one. because he guest starred in this. It was the second. But they just kind of, it started getting like, okay, how many murder mysteries can you solve? You know, it was a little like, I get it. Okay, Scooby and the gang went looking for him. These guys, I'm like, what's going on here? So it was a little different, but I will give it another shot.
Ruh-roh. Well, yeah. Okay. Cause we're talking about women right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Before I get to the, don't worry, man, I'm getting to you and your Golden Globes. Okay. I have to bring up a crazy, crazy topic. And you're going to think I'm nuts when I say this, but did you ever have people come in to your office and or talk to you, even when you were a trainer and stuff? And it's like the craziest things clients can say.
Okay. Well, all right. As a nurse, you know, the whole reason I started my books was because of my patient who had told me he was recruited by the CIA. He didn't take the job. So, you know, I guess that was a pretty crazy thing to hear because I would never have expected it from him. Looking at him, you know, you weren't like, ah, oh, there's James Bond. You know, he was just such a nice guy. And he was charming, but I wouldn't have been like pegged him and been like, yeah, you got a secret. So I've heard some doozies, but I can't think of one besides that really sticks out. Why?
Well, okay. I want you to picture this. I have to set it up. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So one of my clients, he comes in. Okay. He walks in and he has this Southern drawl. I love when people have the Southern drawl when they talk, you know, I just do. And he walks in and he's older, you know, he's had his career. He's retired now. He's enjoying himself. And you know, when you're sitting there going, I wonder what they possibly did for a living, you know, just
okay. So he's retired. He's much old. Like how old are we talking? Like just retired last year or?
No, I would say he's in his mid seventies in there, mid to late seventies, but does not look it at all. You need to understand like a young.
Got it. Right? Okay.
Okay. So hear this. He's just like, it's always because of you women that help put this part almost out of business. I'm thinking, what is he talking about?
What?
And in that Southern drawl, to find out he worked for Calvin Klein for years.
Ooh.
Ready for this? Heading up and being the manager, if not more than that, okay, for pantyhose. Now,
I'm sorry, what? Do people still wear them?
Pantyhose? That's what I was thinking. Well, when you see this, I'm thinking, what a crazy thing. But this is the best part. Pantyhose. It's great. And he was like, because you women stop wearing them, you know, it kind of like fell by the wayside. So he found another career and started working, like doing financial things for corporations. But get this. He did it for years and years and years. He would work with the models and stuff, but he's telling me about a story. Now, could you picture this? Say you walk into like, I don't know, a Macy's or someplace like that, like a department store, right? And you're going to the pantyhose department. You know how they have these outlandish pantyhose departments.
Okay.
And you know how you have the one leg sticking in the air?
Yes, yes. And it has like a fan out.
Just the one leg. He goes, picture. There you go. Tyler produced, our chosen producer showing his legs. Thank you very much. So
he goes, Tyler,
just picture this because I'm trying not to laugh while I'm working on him, okay? Because I'm doing massage.
I'm trying to picture this. Yeah. Okay.
Think of a man straddled over it to try to put the pantyhose over the mannequin in one leg. Now, just get the visual on this, okay? Because he said they would get so upset and so mad. And I'm thinking, could you imagine walking into a store? Because I usually always see them upright anyway, and they're fine. And they got every color that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, like I'm picturing them fanned out.
The whole thing. But instead, he was talking about like how the men would like put, you know, have to put that the thigh high on, and, you know, the hosiery onto the one leg. And you know how they have to bend down and they have like the foot probably in the place where we need it is what I just thought about now. You know, think about this, right? And then this comes out. I have to say this for any nurses that are out there, because you're a nurse, so you might know this. Back in the day, remember you had to wear the white stockings?
I had to wear them graduating.
Okay.
No, I actually had to wear the full nurse uniform graduating, complete with white stockings.
Well, get this one. Did you know if sometimes if they're washed inappropriately, he was telling me that the crotches of, you know, how they have the built-in crotch, that they would turn green. And he's just like, so think of that. Somebody washed him incorrectly. I think I got this story that they washed him incorrectly. So they had all these white stockings with the
green crotches.
And then all I'm thinking is the worst thing I hated about stockings. Okay. Cause you needed them, but the control top and how uncomfortable they were.
Yeah. I'll take Spanx any day.
So he was telling me these stories and I'm thinking to myself, I hated pantyhose because, you know, when I was in corporate, that's when you had to wear business suits. It wasn't none of this business casual stuff that you see now. You had to be in business suits. So you wore pantyhose all year round. Right? Yeah, I was. And then you would be answering the phone and you would go get something in your drawer at the desk and you would turn.
Snag.
And they would snag. And these things were not cheap. Oh, clear nail polish, hairspray, whatever you can find, you know, whatever in your drawer at work, you know, but you're sitting there and it would always happen. Murphy's Law would have it that you just bought them. You're wearing them the first time. And it's like in a place that you can't hide it. You know, you have like the skirt, you sit down. It's like this whole thing. And you're just like, wow, here goes another one. I might as well own stock in these things. So to my client who sold these, thank you for you should be thanking us for the repetitive sales on that because they used to snag all the time. You know,
you're
and I'm
so delicate. There.
But like when you see somebody with such a sweet demeanor telling you about the green crotches in the white pantyhose, it was the best thing I ever heard. And I'm not expecting it. And I'd like to tell you, him and his wife have been married like for 50 years. They just like celebrated their wedding anniversary. And she had to put up pantyhose. What I call this nonsense. Ha ha. Joke.
Nonsense. I get
it. Pun intended. Oh, God. Tyler looks like he's going to choke himself after this.
Tyler, you got to find me a Muppet so I can do like little things when these things happen.
Well, so that takes me to my next point. I just had to mention pantyhose because any woman out there can commiserate on this, I'm sure. And I know men, they probably think they're sexy and all this, but they are so uncomfortable. And then sometimes it can be very unsanitary because, I'm probably going to get banned for this right now. But, you know, I even said this to him and I'm going to refrain how I said this, but how can you tell if a woman is wearing pantyhose?
Oh, I'm so scared to answer this and I'm scared of the answer.
Oh, because when she passes gas, her ankles swell. So let's get past that Uranus point because we are on our mission to Mars. You fell for it. On our mission to Mars with Nectar, the legendary rock band, talking about the LP. And we also have the CD right here available at decoentertainment.com/Nectar. You can get your copy today and I'm going to show it again because it's just too cool. It is a vinyl and it's purple splatter. It's gorgeous. It absolutely is. We love this record. And for all of you, you know, you're going to remember these segues. And I'm sorry, I know Charlie,
yes,
I know, and Bruce, who, you know, are the CEOs and founders of Decker. They're probably going to be like, Mary Ann, what are you doing every week? But, you know, you can't help it. If you're in space and you have the moon and you have Uranus, you know, you're going to Mars. So, you know, women's pantyhose got me there this week. It really did. I had to go there. But we love Deco. I told you, they're hands-on. I wonder now with the album, if they have to come bring me more albums, I wonder if they'll bring me pantyhose with it. Could you imagine?
What if they all showed up like they were stuffed in pantyhose?
That could be an interesting new packaging idea. Take note, Robin.
You never know.
She could probably make it happen there along with Charlie and Bruce, but I had to throw this in there. I'm so sorry for our fans. And then you sit there, you got to see Tyler. He's doing all his animations here live on Facebook. It's funny to watch him. He's probably like, here's a question. Tyler, have you ever had to dress up like say for Halloween or something? Did you ever actually put on a set of pantyhose?
I
plead the fifth. Oh,
God, that says a lot, didn't it?
We need that. Anybody out there? We need that picture. Like, yeah.
That said a lot.
Send it in.
That said a lot.
Actually, to be fair, on the internet, there's probably a few pictures of me wearing a pantyhose and bright white heart boxers on stage for a production of Cinderella for a kids production.
Get that over to us. Get over. We need that.
Could you imagine? Oh, I would love to hear from a woman right now. You know, call us at 888-329-3306 for one of your best pantyhose stories, because I'm sure they're there. But I thank you to my client, who will remain anonymous at this time unless he gives me permission to use his name. But I have to tell you, you gave me the laugh. I mean, the laugh of the year, the century. If you see him, you know how you see, like, it just doesn't match what you're looking at in front of you.
Yes.
To hear the stories. And they're so wild. He's got so many of them that he leaves you laughing, like belly laughing. And you're trying to do your job, but like, you're like wiping the tears from your That's face great. Going, did he just say that? Oh my God. And it's stuff you would never think of, you know? And That's now awesome. If I see those little foot mannequins again in the air, I'm going to have a whole
new perspective on those.
Absolutely. I really am. Now, as I promised, we would get back to the men, Okay. And they have a male actor. Okay. In a motion picture, musical or comedy. Who do you think they nominated? Just at least name one. Who do you think?
Taika Waititi or something?
Did Ryan Reynolds get it for Deadpool?
Not for musical or comedy. No. What if I told you Hugh Grant for Hedderick? Hugh Grant.
What the heck is Hedderick?
What the heck is that?
I don't know. You have Jesse Eisenberg for A Real Pain. You're looking at me like, who? What?
Lex Luthor?
No.
That's who he played at one point, but we're going to forget that he ever played him.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
James
so then
Gunn's
I'll have to
forget that.
We're just going to forget that category because it's like,
it's so,
I just,
Ryan Reynolds really should have gotten. I mean, he was great as the act. All right. Never mind.
Well,
never
your
mind.
Guy, like you talked about, so I'm going to let you have it again. Jeremy Strong. Mm-hmm. You were talking about him earlier. He is nominated.
Colin Farrell should be getting it for Penguin. I'm sorry, but he should get it. He's unrecognizable in that outfit. You don't even know it's Colin Farrell. He should get it. I'm just saying, Penguin was amazing. He should get it.
They do have Denzel Washington for Gladiator too.
Well, then he's going to get that for the movie. It's Denzel. That's another one. You just hand it over and go, it was nice.
Before
it was
we get
nice being
there.
Nominated.
Plus it was his last
Donna
movie,
said,
so.
Donna has written in saying he's a closet cross-dresser. Whoever we were just talking about, is that you, Grant, Donna? Let me know who you're talking about, because I think this is funny. Because now there's stuff coming in here telling us what they're doing. But I just have to tell you, like, for a male actor, they have Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown. They do have him.
He's a great actor, but...
Is that the movie? A Great
Unknown?
And I did
like him as the Hulk. I don't know The Great Unknown. I don't know that movie. I don't know any of these movies. I'll be 100% honest with you. I know The Penguin.
Gladiator 2.
I didn't see The Last Showgirl. I'm just... Gladiator 2, I know. I haven't seen it.
Okay. This might make you feel better.
Okay.
In the category, Best Television Limited Series, Anthology Series, or Motion Picture Made for Television, mm-hmm. The Penguin on HBO and Max, they did get... nominee.
Okay,
does that
good.
Make you feel better?
That makes me feel a little better. Like I'm not so, I don't know. Whenever I hear these award shows, I feel so classless. Like I have no idea what these artsy movies are. I'm like, what the heck's The Great Unknown? Like what's the, I don't know half of them because I'm like, okay, I just finally got caught up on the Harley Quinn cartoons. You know, I just, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. You know, I'll give you the scores for last week's game, but that's about all I got. People, you know, I'm just not.
Okay.
I would love to tell you I watch all these nominated movies, but I don't.
But here's a television series, a drama for a male actor. Uh-huh. Since we were talking about Angelina Jolie, you have Billy Bob Thornton for a Landman.
Okay. My friend told me that is pretty accurate, though. Like when it shows like the oil stuff, like that's pretty accurate and mm-hmm. it's a good show. He told me to watch it. Maybe I'll watch an episode of that, but I probably won't. In all honesty, probably won't do it. This is what I'm saying. Like, okay, I get that these movies are like well-made and oh my gosh, they're good. But realistically, are we watching them?
But your guy made it. Colin Farrell for the Penguin.
Uh-huh.
They put him in the category of best performance by a male actor in a limited series, anthology series, or a motion picture made for television. They did put him there.
Okay. Colin.
Along with Richard Gadd for Baby Reindeer.
Okay, this Baby Reindeer thing, I read the story about it and stuff, and it's based on a true story or something, or kind of, I don't know, the chick's suing. Once again, I just feel out of touch. Like, don't watch these artsy things. I just, like I said, blow something up.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Or make it animated. Man, I will watch old Bugs Bunny cartoons till the cows come home. I will put it on in the background. I will just have a go with that. Give me some RuPaul's Drag Race, throw the Housewives on, or football, and I'm a happy little girl. I get that it's not that, you know, elevated or evolved, but I'm happy.
Well, Baby Reindeer. That's all I got to say, because it's nominated for a lot of things. You have the best female actor, Jessica Gunning, for Baby Reindeer. It's nominated a lot.
I've never heard
of it. I'm surprised. Well, maybe it's not eligible, but I did watch Alex Cross. I did think that was very good. Okay. I thought that was great. Eldris Hodge. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He was phenomenal. But the only reason I knew who he was, okay, this goes to show, was because I saw him in Black Adam.
Ah, okay.
It's the only reason, because he was Hawkman. And I liked him. I actually like Black Adam. Once again, I am just looking more hillbilly by the moment. So I should really just...
Alex Cross, is that the James Patterson book?
Yes.
Oh, they made a TV episode.
They did a series.
When?
It's on Amazon. It was so good. Okay. But once again, I only knew him because I was like, hey, there's a dude who played the Hawkman. Let's watch that.
Well, I'm going to bring up one last hot topic here really quick. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard of it. You know Woody Allen, because he's always been in the movies, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know that Woody Allen's former personal chef has filed a lawsuit against the filmmaker and his wife, Sunyi Previn? Did you hear about this?
No, and I'm so scared to go here because there's so many things I want to say that I know I shouldn't. So the other voice is going, don't do it.
Well, his former personal chef claims in a lawsuit that the filmmaker and his wife fired him because of his service in the U.S. Army Reserves and questions about his pay. And then they rub salt in the wounds by saying they didn't like his cooking. Okay. Apparently he was called for training or duty. I'm not sure what it is. I think it was military training exercises, and it ran one day over, and he was a full-time chef for Woody Allen. And even in June 2024, he had an annual salary of like $85,000 for being a chef for him. And he was fired the following month, soon after returning from the training, because it lasted one day longer than expected.
Oh, he deserves to sue him if that's true.
He said when he returned to work, he was immediately met with instant hostility and obvious resentment by the defendants. And there was like this really, really lengthy complaint about the entire thing. But could you imagine if you had a chef?
You don't sue a veteran.
You
don't fire a veteran.
And they're going to military exercises, that your food was more important, that you could probably, you know what, go get a Hungry Man dinner. Go get a Hungry Man dinner. Put it in the microwave. Put it in the oven.
There's DoorDash.
Yes. Do something like that. I absolutely couldn't believe it. So I just had to mention that on the show, because that has taken things to all new heights. Nope. But, you know, we've been doing so many good things on this show. I mean, think about it. We have gone from the Giants to the Eagles to Eli Manning taking the subway for the first time.
Good job, Eli.
Doing book trailers to talking about the Golden Globes, 82nd annual nominations to see what you agree with and what you don't. Even to women's pantyhose and how they're put on in the store and how we wear them. and even seeing our chosen producer's leg during that. So thank you so much for that. And having Donna and our fans and Anthony Bella, Rich Shalanda is sitting right by my side. And Rich Shalanda writes all of the music here at Liberty Bell Smack. So we really appreciate him as well. And it's that time again that we have to say goodbye. So we will be here next week with our Christmas edition of Liberty Bell Smack. So while you're holiday shopping, tune in to us and we will see you next week. I am Marianne Costello along with Danielle Orsino and our chosen producer, Tyler, for Liberty Bell Smack. Are you ready to count it down? Here we go. Five, four, three, two, one. Liberty Bell Smack.
That's what we're talking about.